girl. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, Oscar, thank you so much. That's one of my favorite parts of the show, that James Brown. I remember Victor used to bring in the little James Brown doll and used to play it, and the guy would dance. Oh, my God, that was terrific. Hey, we're back for another segment. We've got Gary Pressey's the chairman of Lifestyle Media Group. They have 11 titles now. They're getting ready to publish their 12th. That's going to be South Florida Business and Wealth, and Gary brought Kevin Gale. He's going to be the publisher of SFBW. I guess I got to make it a little shorter there and get ready, get used to saying that. So Gary, welcome back. Kevin, welcome back. So, Gary, you went out, you got Kevin Gale. Now what?
Well, we're putting the team together. You know, we have a lot of experience in doing this, and we know some of the best freelance writers around. We have an extensive editorial team that's already on staff for the lifestyle magazines, and we're bringing certain folks on for business as well. And the other thing about when I take a step back and look at the publications, the company as a whole, we just brought on Michelle Simon, who Michelle was the originator of City and Shore magazine. She came up with the idea for that and has had an incredible career in magazines. And I'd be really, I would like to also promote a couple of other folks. Melanie.
We call it a shout out.
A shout out.
Not a promote, well, a shout
okay.
out.
Okay, should I say, I feel good?
You should say, hey, high five to whoever.
I'll do it to that.
High five to whoever.
I feel good.
There you go.
Because I have Melanie Smith on my team, who's our creative director, who I've never met a human being who works as hard as she does. Danielle Tarrant, who worked with us over at the Business Journal, our events director, now director of operations. Sally Nicholas, who was one of our top salespeople over there, now our associate publisher down here in Miami for the magazines. We just have a terrific team. And, it's not hard to get great things done when you have wonderful people around you.
Okay, and I see you looking at Kevin, and Kevin's responsible for what I'm holding in my hand, which is the premier dummied up issue of South Florida Business and Wealth. And let's see. You talk about different cool spaces in Miami. So my friend Bill_Dings is on @Bill_Dings. He's going to love that one. New in South Florida, made in South Florida, business scene, economic development, profiles, technology, international business, private equity, venture, viewpoint, startups, where to live and why, executive fashion. That's for you, honey. And meet Myra. I guess it's sort of for me, too. I like to look good. Spending it and the charity spotlight and, of course, advice. So, wow, it sounds like you got a lot of things covered there, Kevin.
Yeah, we want to offer a real thoughtful read. You know, in this world, there's a lot of quick hit things, digital, everything moves at rapid fire. And, the magazine world is actually doing very well because people like to sit back. They like to relax. They maybe look at something where your Facebook isn't popping up every 2 seconds. So I think there's a real opportunity for us here.
You know, I really like to linger on a good article. I like to learn a little something. I like to have a little fun. I like to relax. I like to detach. Mm-hmm. Sounds like that's sort of what you're going for here.
Exactly.
So Gary, you've put your team together. You're setting sail. And what are you going to do? Do you have another venture coming?
Not right now.
Your hands are kind of full?
Well, yeah, our hands are full, but this is something, I got to tell you, this is something that has been, 20 years plus in the making.
So it's like a labor of love.
It's totally a labor of love. And, there's certain things in my career that I can look back on and say, this part of this was great, and that part of that was great. With this publication, it's like we can do exactly what we need to, totally focused in on our reader and our advertiser. And one of the nice things about a publication like this is that in many cases, our reader and advertiser are the same people. You know, when you're doing a lifestyle publication, there's a pretty good delineation between the reader and the advertiser. Here, some of the great law firms, the great construction companies, the great accounting firms, the folks who run those are going to be our readers, and they're going to make decisions on their advertising with us.
So what it really is then is it's a place for people to come together and exchange ideas in a business positive environment.
It is. And the the point I like to talk about that is the term connection, and you know it's connection and conversation. So we talk about becoming part of the conversation. We talk about becoming the conversation, and then we talk about profiting from the conversation. And that can be through the articles of the magazine, through our website, through our specialty events we do. We're going to be doing a lot of intimate events where we're going to be invitation only, and then some events we're going to open up to the public. And this is a way for people to connect. That's what my career has been about.
Well, it sounds like I want to be a South Florida Business and Wealth Insider. I mean, it sounds like it comes with some great benefits. What are some of the interactive things that you have coming up for the people that are going to be involved at the top level here?
Well, we have a lot of events we're doing. We've already done Leaders in Law and Up and Comers, and we have an exciting new awards program called the Apogee Awards, and it's very unique. I don't think we've seen anything like this locally or nationally, where it's going to be all the people in the C-suite being recognized, and all the way from chairman, chief information officer, and they're all going to be together at one event. We'll have honorees from each of the three counties, and it's really going to be quite powerful.
Wow. So you're going to be awarding like a whole slate from a particular company.
You know, we should add, you know, best radio host. Maybe that should be a category we have.
Well, I know the runaway winner there. Now, guys, really, we've only got like 3 or 4 minutes left. How do people get information, rates, stuff like that? Are people out there? We've got 3 minutes left. Oscar was kind enough to give me the 305 sign sort of partially with just the 3 and the O. So we've only got now 2.5 minutes left. But what are some of the things that people can look for? How do they get in touch with you? Channels of connecting with you.
Well, the website's pretty easy. At www.sfbwmag.com. So sfbwmag.com. And that has all our contact information there. That has our prototype edition and our media kit, which explains everything. And they always can just, you know, Kevin and I are out about doing things. You can call us anytime. My cell number is 954-295-8430. Kevin, what's yours?
954-328-2761. And you can also find me very easily on LinkedIn, as you can find Gary.
Yeah, but the one thing I want to point out is you both have 954 numbers, but you're really in the center of the Tri-County area, and it looks to me like this is sort of a regionalism play here.
It really is. That's my background. That's what I've done the last 15 years. And I really want to see us help diversify the economy and highlight the success stories. And I think Gary and I really have the network that can help do that.
You know, I'm looking forward to working with you guys in the future on that. The one thing that really bothers me about South Florida is it's a bunch of non-connected little fiefdoms. And, you know, as George was saying, all these different communities are starting to have bulkheads, and we really need to find a way to communicate and connect the leaders and thought leaders, really, of those different communities so that they can get together to really focus on and solve and work together to make South Florida, well, solve some of the problems and work together for South Florida to be a better place. Gary, we've got a minute. I'm going to let you give us the final thoughts.
I guess the final thoughts here are what you just touched upon, Jim, is that there's no real connection on a tri-county basis. And that's what we want to do. We want to promote regionalism. You know, people complain about the lack of culture in South Florida. However, if you really take a look at what's going on in downtown Palm Beach with the Kravitz Center in Fort Lauderdale and down here in Miami, we have a lot of culture. It's just that connectivity to be able to look at our area as a major metropolitan area, which it is.
Well, yeah, all the venues are different. They have different constituencies. And I think that if you put all the different presentations together, you come out with a very wide spectrum of different interests and different activities, which, hey, I just described South Florida. I want to thank Kevin Gale, publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth. I want to thank Gary Press, chairman of Lifestyle Media Group. And I want to encourage everybody to stick with us after the break, because what I'm going to do is open up the front of their table of contents and riff on the different topics that they're going to talk about. And I'm going to give my opinion on some of the stuff they talk about in their magazine. It ought to be fun. Guys, thanks for joining us. Thanks for bringing the Prototype Magazine. I'm looking forward to what you've got going on and hopefully playing a little role. And yes, I have an idea on who should win Best Radio Host for Business Talk Radio in South Florida. Oscar, take it away.